proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a series on Old Testament Messianic prophecy. In this session we will look at the prophecy in Genesis chapter 3 about the seed of the woman. The first messianic prophecy in the Bible occurred in the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. God pronounced judgment against Adam and Eve in that Garden of Eden, but he also declared judgment against the serpent for his role in tempting Adam and Eve to disobey God. God told the serpent, quote, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel," unquote. At first glance, God's allusion to the woman seemed a reference to Eve, and her seed denoted her descendants. Yet the phraseology is peculiar. A woman does not produce seed, that is to say, sperm. How then to interpret this phrase, seed of the woman? Note that the term seed appears in a singular form, indicating a specific individual. Commentators generally recognize the term seed as an allusion to Jesus Christ. Several scriptures support this interpretation. For instance, a well-known verse in Isaiah chapter 7 pointed to a virgin bringing forth a child. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul in the 4th chapter of Galatians specifically declared Jesus Christ to be, quote, "made of a woman," unquote. Roman Catholicism identifies the woman in Genesis 3 as Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. They base their argument on an interpretation of a passage in Revelation chapter 12, in which a woman, quote, "brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron," unquote. Observe how John described the figure in Revelation chapter 12 as being, quote, "clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars," unquote. This description was contained in Joseph's vision, related in Genesis chapter 37. Joseph had a vision about the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing down to him. His father Jacob interpreted that dream as a reference to himself, Joseph's mother Rachel, and Joseph's older brothers. In other words, the progenitors of the Jewish people. Thus, the woman in Revelation chapter 12 appears to represent not Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, but figuratively the nation of Israel. Though God spoke these words to the serpent, he actually directed them at the devil who worked through the serpent. The 12th and 20th chapters of the book of Revelation confirm that assessment, referring to the serpent as, quote, "the devil," and as Satan. In Genesis 3, God decreed that a state of warfare would exist between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Though each would inflict injury upon the other, the nature of those wounds would differ greatly. According to Genesis chapter 3, the seed of the woman would bruise the heel of the serpent. Jesus Christ will bind the devil and cast him into the lake of fire, as recorded in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. By contrast, though, the serpent, that is the devil, would only bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. That is to say, temporarily hinder him. This happened after Jesus Christ was crucified. He rose from the dead. As an old hymn put it, he arose a victor from the dark domain. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.